This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets. We are with episode number 41 and it's session number 10. The story of Musa alayhi salam. I'm just going to give it a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah, so that we can start our series, bi-idhnillah. So, let me give just a minute. Give it a chance for more people to join, inshallah. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're having a great Friday. I hope, inshallah ta'ala, that you're taking advantage of these days of Muharram. Today, depending where you are, it's the 9th of Muharram, Friday, the 9th of Muharram. And tomorrow, it is the 10th of Muharram. And in fact, the 10th of Muharram have something to do with our story, the story of Musa and Fir'aun, right? Since we are talking about Fir'aun and Musa, this is our episode 41. And it's session number 10. SubhanAllah, the day of Ashura, which is tomorrow, Saturday, has something to do with the story of Musa and Fir'aun. What has the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, have to do with Musa and Fir'aun? Does anybody know? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, do you know? What does the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, have to do with Musa and Fir'aun? Because today is the 9th of Muharram, depending where you are, as I said. Today's Friday in here in Toronto, Canada. 9th of Muharram, and tomorrow is the 10th of Muharram. So, what does Ashura have to do with the 10th of Muharram? With Fir'aun and Musa. And since we're talking about Musa and Fir'aun, today is episode 41 and it's session number 10 talking about Musa and Fir'aun. In fact, today, inshallah ta'ala, Musa will be confronting the sorcerers or the magicians. Yes, today it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save Musa. And today, I mean tomorrow, the 10th of Muharram, it coincides with the day whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save Musa, you know, from as he was crossing the sea. And it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy Fir'aun. Yes, it is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy Fir'aun. So that's tomorrow. So as Musa has been saved, when the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, he found that actually the Jews were celebrating that day, you know, the day of the 10th of Muharram, which is Ashura. They call it Ashura. Ashura comes from 10, right? And in fact, according to a lot of predecessors, like Ibn Rajab, he says that the Salaf, the predecessors, they used to celebrate 3 tens. Here's another question for all of you. They used to celebrate 3 tens. All right, 3 tens. What are those 3 tens? Let me tell you. All right, the predecessors, the Ahl al-Salaf, they used to celebrate 3 tens. The first 10 is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and the first 10 days of Muharram. These are sanctuary, you know, days. The days of Dhul-Hijjah, the 10 days of Muharram, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So the Salaf, they used to sanctify these 3 tens. The first or the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram. And since now we are in Muharram and we are witnessing these first 10 days of Muharram, as today is the 9th of Muharram and tomorrow is the 10th of Muharram called Ashura. And the hadith, when the Prophet Muhammad, like I said, migrated from Mecca to Medina, and then he found the Jews, you know, celebrating that day and fasting that day, the day of Muharram, 10th of Muharram, he said that Musa, because he asked them why, they said this is the day where Allah just saved Musa, you know, from Fir'aun. So the Prophet Muhammad says that we Muslims, you know, Musa has more rights upon us. We are Muslims. Musa has more rights upon us. So he commanded the Sahaba to fast that day, the day of the 10th of Muharram. Not only that, brothers and sisters, you know, Aisha reported that even in Jahiliyyah, they used to fast the Subhanallah, and they used to glorify the 10th of Muharram. They used to glorify Ashura even before, you know, Prophet Muhammad عز السلام, migrated to Medina in Mecca. The Prophet Muhammad, as per Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that in Jahiliyyah, yani the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, the people of Jahiliyyah, they used to celebrate the 10th of Muharram or Ashura. So my brothers and sisters, what is the reward of fasting the 10th of Muharram, which is tomorrow? If you are in Australia or in Malaysia, it's already Saturday, right? It's already 10th of Muharram, depending where you are. So what is the reward, brothers and sisters, of fasting the 10th of Muharram? And as I mentioned, those of you who just came in late, the 10th of Muharram has something to do with our story, the story that we're talking about, the story of Musa and Fir'aun. This is the day when Allah Azza wa Jalla saved Musa. So what is the reward of fasting tomorrow? Fasting the 10th of Muharram. What sins? Allah forgives what sins? Yani sins. Naam, what sins? The sins of previous year. Yes. The sins of previous year. Alright? The sins of previous year. Let me tell you something beautiful. Would you like me to tell you something really beautiful, brothers and sisters? The difference between Ashura and the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah and Ashura. Would you like me to tell you something really, really beautiful? Yes or yes? Yes or yes? Huh? Let me bring in Sister Najwa, because she was the first one who asked that. Sister Najwa, come live with me. I want to tell you, since you answered that question, and tell the others about something really beautiful about the difference between Ashura and the difference between the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, which is tomorrow, the 10th of Muharram, and the day of Arafah, fasting the day of Arafah. All right, Sister Najwa, I'm trying to tell you, you know, I'm inviting you live on Instagram. Come on, accept my invitations. Accept my invitation, sister. Come on. Yalla. Yalla. I'll tell you if once Najwa accepts my invitation here. Come on. Or let me, if you don't want, let me ask, how about Shazia? Yalla, let me go live with somebody. I want somebody to go live with so we can talk. I can tell them. So I feel like there's somebody who can talk to me here. Yalla. Shazia 2020, come live. Come live. I want to tell you this amazing thing, the difference between Ashura, because Ashura, the fasting of it, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives the sins of the previous year, right? And then you have, Arafah also has the same reward. But I want to tell you something, you know, a little bit, you know, something really beautiful. But I want something to come live with me here. Shazia, she doesn't want to come live either. I'm invited Najwa. She's saying this. She's giving me this, but she's not going live. So Shazia, she's not coming live either. Who's gonna come live with me here? Who's Baizu? I don't know who that Baizuri. Wow, I don't know what that name is. Alright, come live. Accept my invitation, man, sister or brother. Accept my invitation. I want to go live with you so I can tell you this beautiful thing here. Yalla. Somebody. Nobody wants to come live with me. Whoa. Come on. Come live. Bayzu Riaziz. That's the name of the avatar. All you have to do is just accept my invitation that we go live together. Come on. Yeah, I mean, on Facebook, you know, we can all go live together, but on Instagram, we can. You know, there's something really, really beautiful. I want to give you something amazing, like a beautiful note here. But all right, who wants this? You know, doesn't want to come live. Okay, fine. Who am I going to go live with? 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 Mona Moon? Mona? No? No? Nobody? All right, well, you know what? Let me tell you. Ashura, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever fasts the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the previous year. With regard to Arafah, because Arafah just passed, a couple months ago or so, you know, in the day of you know, in the day of Eid, before the day of Eid. The day of Arafah, if you were to fast that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the previous year and the sins of the following year. So why Arafah has subhanallah more reward than Ashura? It's been said, beautiful explanation, Arafah, you know, the sins of the previous year and the sins of the following year, because subhanallah, Arafah, who mentioned Arafah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad, so this is the barakah of Rasulullah. When the barakah of Rasulullah got introduced, Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, you know, had something to do with Musa. Had something to do with Musa. They're both prophets. Had something to do with Musa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to fast that day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you were to fast that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the previous year. But because Arafah had something to do with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the reward of fasting Arafah is the forgiveness of the previous year and the sins of the following year, upcoming year. So this is, and my brothers and sisters, as I'm talking about, you know, Muharram, which has something to do with Musa and Fir'aun. And this is our story, episode number 41. So let's start officially now. Episode 41, session number 10, the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Brothers and sisters, in our previous session, you know, last week, we talked about Musa confronting Fir'aun after he came back from Jordan, right? And then he went home and he spoke to his brother, you know, Harun, as he was appointed as a helper from his family to go and talk and confront Musa and ask him. Ask him what? Ask him to stop enslaving Banu Israel. To stop enslaving Banu Israel, the children of Israel, and to, you know, and to free them with Musa alayhi salam. So there were three rounds, right? There were three rounds of, as I mentioned last week, you know, first round, second round. In the second round, Musa started, or Fir'aun started asking Musa, قَالَ مَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى? Who's your Lord, O Musa? Fir'aun asked that question, who's your Lord, O Musa? Then Musa said, قَالَ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنتُم مُوقِنِينَ? The Lord of the heavens and earth, and that which is in between. And then Musa, and then Fir'aun told his helpers, don't you hear this guy? Because Fir'aun used to say, or he claimed that he was God. Fir'aun claimed that he says, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am your Lord, the Most High. So Musa, you know, negated all that, and he said, my Lord, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that which is in between. And then, قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ, he says, your prophet, now Fir'aun is saying, your prophet who is sent to you, this man, this messenger, he's not a prophet, this messenger who is sent to you, he's Majnun. He's crazy. He's Majnun. And then Musa goes on. He's not going to retaliate. He's not going to answer back to Musa and fight with him. Musa goes back saying, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. The Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. Why the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West? Because the Egyptians at the time, they used to worship, you know, these two gods, the gods of the East called Adis and the god of the West called Urdis. Adis and Urdis, the god of the sunrise and the god of the sunset, you know. So Musa says, the Lord of the heavens and earth. And then he says, my Lord is the Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West. And then Fir'aun resorted to force. He resorted to hostility. He says, لَإِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَٰهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. Because he lost the round, and then he could not, you know, fight back with Musa, so he resorted to force, and he says, if you bring, or if you were to worship any god other than me, I shall imprison you. I shall imprison you. لَتَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ. And then Musa, alayhi salam, he's not, of course, going to resort to force, just like Fir'aun. But Musa told Fir'aun, shall I bring you something that would manifest, you know, what I'm saying? To bring some, that will convince you, maybe, that brings some conviction to you? Shall I bring you something? Shall I show you something? And then Fir'aun said, go ahead and show me. فَأَلْقَ عَصَاهُ. And then Musa cast down his staff, or he threw down his staff, and then all of a sudden, the staff of Musa, that stick of Musa, appeared to be a snake, before the eyes of Fir'aun and his ministers, and most probably his wife, she was also there, right, Asiya. Then this staff turned into a snake. And then instead of believing, Musa, no, Fir'aun says, قَالَ لِلْمَلِئِ حَوْلَهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. He says, this is a magician, this is a sorcerer. This is a sorcerer. So this is what we talked about last week, my brothers and sisters. Until here, we talked about this, my brothers and sisters. Now comes in the confrontation, another sort of confrontation, because Fir'aun now goes to his mala, the people around him, saying, أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَابْعَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَحَّارٍ عَلِيمٍ. Send a collection to the cities to bring you well-versed sorcerers. Because now Fir'aun, or Musa, he accuses Musa of magic. So now Fir'aun, he calls out around the cities to bring all the magicians to, you know, confront Musa, alayhi salam. Arjih wa akhah. Send them back now. Send them back. Go, Musa. Musa, we will meet you tomorrow. Go back. We will bring all the magicians in town to confront you. فَجُمِعَ السَّحَرَةُ لِمِقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And then the Sahara were appointed the day of festival. They used to have a day of festival, mothers and sisters. This is the biggest mistake Fir'aun actually made, when he called out those magicians to confront Musa. This is in fact a trap which he fell into. He wanted to trap Musa, but in fact he fell into his own trap. He called in some Sahara. He called in the magicians. According to Ibn Abbas, he said that they were, in some narration, 10,000. In another narration, 100,000 magicians. They all came to confront Musa. Imagine, Musa and Harun against 10,000. And in one narration, 100,000 magicians or sorcerers.
قَالَ مَوْعِدَكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَن يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى.
So the next day came in, Duha. They met Duha. When is Duha? Duha is midday. Duha is midday. Who is about to meet now? I want to bring you live, sisters and brothers. I want to, you know, make you visualize what's going to happen here. You know, it is an arena. It is an arena, just like in the time of the Romans. Here's an arena. In that arena, there's like 10,000 sorcerers. Magicians, all there, you know, in rows, and then, you know, sitting maybe, you know, a little bit high would be Fir'aun, maybe his wife next to him, and Haman, his minister on his other side, and then I would picture those slaves, you know, maybe next to Fir'aun with their, you know, those fans, right? With those fans, most likely, right? And then the magicians and Musa with Harun, they're going to come to face this massive gathering of sorcerers. So try to visualize what is happening here with me, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, brothers and sisters, try to visualize this.
فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم تصفى.
Assemble in lines. It's like a, you know, an army of sorcerers, an army of magicians, all lining up, you know, assembling in lines, right, to confront Musa alayhi salam. Musa, would he be scared when he sees this assembling of line of sorcerers? But Musa is not alone. Musa was, you know, had Harun with him. Most likely Harun was making, you know, dhikr as Musa alayhi salam was about to go and confront the sorcerers. But also, brothers and sisters, who was with Musa? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, because I've got Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Who was with Musa alayhi salam? Who was supporting Musa, brothers and sisters? Was Musa alone? Yes, Harun was with him, his brother, you know. But who was with them? Sisters and brothers, who was with them? Come on, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. Sister Yashmin, you got it right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it? Allah. And if Allah is with you, Allah, if Allah is with you, you got everything. You've got all the help. And if Allah is not with you, you may have all the soldiers in the whole world. You may have, you know, an army with you or armies with you. But if Allah is not with you, you got nothing. You'd be a loser. So who was with Musa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I picture Harun. I keep saying Haman. I picture Harun making dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You know, I picture him making dhikr because when Musa, you know, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let him appoint someone, you know, a helper from his family, he says, كي نسبحك كثيرا, so we may, you know, praise you more, so that we may supplicate you more. You know, so he's asking for his brother to help him, you know, praise Allah more. So most probably, Harun was there, you know, not being sitting there doing nothing. No, he was probably making dhikr and dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, listen to this dialogue. It's an interesting dialogue that is happening here between Fir'aun and the sorcerers and Fir'aun. Between the sorcerers and Fir'aun.
أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا أَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ.
In Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 41 and 42. Shu'ara, verse number 41 and 42. The sorcerers, they told Fir'aun, before they confronted Musa, they asked Fir'aun, oh, Fir'aun, are you going to give us any awards if we were to, you know, defeat Musa? If we were to defeat him, are you going to give us any prize, any reward?
قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ.
He said, yes, and you shall be amongst those who will be, you know, drawn near to me. Not only I shall give you a reward, not only I shall reward you for defeating Musa, but also you shall be amongst those who will be close to me. Subhanallah, look. This is dunya. You know, the dunya. They're telling Fir'aun, okay, all right. So we're here and we will defeat Musa. But is there any reward for defeating him? Yes, of course, Fir'aun says. I shall reward you for defeating him. Not only that, you shall be drawn close to me. I shall bring you very close to me. You know, so this is the promise that Fir'aun made to the sorcerers. ولكن موسى is strong. Musa is stronger because he had the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa goes, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى. In Surah Taha, verse number 61. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى. Musa told the sorcerers, وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Oh, to you. He knows, Musa knows this is magic, and he knows that they're doing magic. And he says, "Why lakum, oh to you, why are you making up these lies? Don't make up these lies. Why are you lying? Allah Azza wa Jal sees what you're doing. Why lakum la taftaru ala Allahi kadhiba, waqad khaba man iftara. How can you, you know, make up these lies? You magicians, you know what you're doing is wrong." So Musa is talking back to the sorcerers. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّ النَّجْوَى. When Musa spoke to them, it just like shook them. Some of them started talking in secret with one another's. Imagine in this arena, 10,000 to 100,000 people, 10,000 to 100,000 people, and then all of a sudden they see and they hear Musa. They knew Musa wasn't a liar. They knew Musa wasn't a liar. So they started, when Musa told them, this is magic, and you know what you're doing is wrong. This is just magic. Don't make up lies before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before God, the one who created you. So they started talking quietly with one another in secret, as if they're saying, yeah, he's right. We shouldn't be doing this. They started talking, whispering in secret. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا النَّجْوَى. They debated themselves, knowing, of course, they realize, of course, what we're doing is wrong. And Musa, he knows that what we're doing is wrong. So they started debating among one another, in secret. And then Haman reacted at the time when he saw that there were some doubts amongst the sorcerers now. When he saw that there was some doubt among the sorcerers, قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى. Verily, these are two magicians. Their object is to drive you astray with their magic. So now Haman and his followers, they're trying to bring the magicians together. They're saying, listen, these are verily, Musa and his brother, these are only magicians. They're trying to, their object is to drive you, out of this land and cause mischief. Don't listen to them. Stand strong. Assemble in line. Assemble in line and stand strong. Remember the reward that Fir'aun is promising you. Remember that, you will come close and become close to Fir'aun. So come close, assemble in line, and focus on your objective. And then comes in the challenge. Brothers and sisters, here is the challenge. Who's challenging who? Now, in Surah Taha, verse number 65, the sorcerers, the magicians, they are now challenging Musa. They're saying, قَالُوا إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى. They told Musa, should you be the first one to throw and cast your stick, or should we be the first one to cast our stick, our staff? Who should throw first? Who should start first? Musa and Fir'aun, brothers and sisters, earlier Musa and the sorcerers, Musa and Fir'aun, Musa was talking first. Musa as a leader, he knows, he learned this, Musa with Fir'aun, he was the first one, talking. He was the one leading the dialogue. He was the one leading the conversation. Now they asked him, should you go first or should we go first? Musa told them, you go first. He knows when to start and when to go first, and he knows when to pull back and let the other person go first. This is, again, a beautiful, skill he learned as a leader. This is a leadership skill, to learn when to speak first and when to let the other speak first. With Fir'aun, he spoke first. But with the magicians, he told them, you go first.
فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the magicians, the sorcerers, they threw their staff, and then
فَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عَسِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى.
Listen to this beautiful, beautiful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the sorcerers threw their staff, what did they do? They played magic on the eyes of the people. This is very, very important to know. Why? Because this is, you know, you heard of black magic, sisters and brothers. You heard of black magic, right? What is black magic? Black magic is a contract between a sorcerer and between a jinn. Between jinn. Really?
This is what black magic is.
And what happens, you know, when somebody, you know, cast, when there's some sihr being casted on a person, this person goes under the impression of seeing things, of hearing things. That's why the one who is under sihr, who is under the influence of sihr, who is under the influence of black magic, he starts or she starts seeing things or start hearing things. You don't hear anything. You don't see anything. But that person who's under the influence of black magic, he is under the impression of seeing things or hearing things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ يُخَيَّلُ. They are under the impression. He goes under the impression. Why? Because the sihr, the magic, is the magic on the eyes. They play magic on the eyes, so the eyes start seeing or under the impression of seeing things. A staff is a staff. A stack is the stick is a stick. It did not change. But they played magic on the eyes of the people. So the people, they start not seeing sticks. They start seeing snakes.
Ajib.
Subhanallah. They played magic on the eyes of the people. The sticks are sticks. The staffs are staff. They don't change. But what has changed? Because they casted magic on the eyes of the people, so Musa starts seeing the sticks, you know, turning into snakes. But it is only sihr. This is the effect of sihr. This is the effect of magic of the sorcerers. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ يُخَيَّلُ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَيَّلُ. He goes under the impression, he thinks he sees, he believes he sees snakes. أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. You know, because they used to have these sticks, and they used to have a little like a cord, or a little like some stuff, something that is stick or linked to their staff. So they start moving their sticks or their staff, and it looks like, you know, a snake. So Musa, when he saw the stick, you know, or sticks, you know, 10,000 in one narration, 100,000 sticks turn into snakes. فَأَوْجَزَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً. Musa got scared. Yes. Imagine 10,000 sticks moving like snakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa. And listen to this ayah. My brothers and sisters, this ayah that I'm mentioning now, in Surah Taha, verse number 69. I will mention another surahs and another ayat, but this particular ayah, surah in Surah Taha, has a great effect on the people who are going or suffering from sihr. Imagine, this ayah I'm going to mention now has a great effect on people who are suffering from sihr. When you recite ruqya on someone who is affected by sihr, and then you recite this particular ayah, the people, they start reacting to it. This ayah in Surah Taha, verse number 68 and 69, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى.
We said, oh Musa, don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be terrified. Innaka anta al-a'la. You are al-a'la. You are the most high. You are to be higher than them. You're stronger than them. Innaka anta al-a'la. A'la with what? A'la with the haqq of Allah. A'la with the haqq. Because when you are in haqq, when you are going to haqq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the nusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the victory. Right? Innaka anta al-a'la. Like when you pray and you make sujood, you say, Subhan Rabbi al-a'la. Praise to my Lord, Al-A'la, the Most High. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Fir'aun not to be scared, looking at all those staff turning into snakes and moving. Don't be scared. Innaka anta al-A'la. Indeed, you are Al-A'la. Indeed, you are the Most High. High with what? High with Haqq. They are in batal. They are in darkness. And you are with Haqq. You are with the truth. You hold in the truth. Innaka anta al-A'la. Alqi ma fi yameenika talqaf ma sanahu. Throw that which is in your hand. Throw that which is in your hand, O Musa. Musa, had, what did he have in his hand? He had the stick. He had his staff. Remember, the staff that he had it with his hand. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, Alqi ma fi yameenika talqaf ma san'u. Innama san'u kaydu sahir. Wala yuflihu sahiru. Haythu ata. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Cast down that which is in your hand. It will devour that which they have crafted. And which they have crafted is only sihr. Is only magic. إنما صنع كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى. And the magicians and the sorcerers, they shall never be winners. ولا يفلح. They shall never, the trick of magicians, they shall never be winners. ألقي ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا. Throw that which is in your hand. It will devour all that they have come up with. All they have come up with is the trick of magicians, and the magicians or the sorcerers shall never prevail. The magicians will never prevail. A lot of people are suffering from sihr. A lot of people are suffering from black magic, which I mentioned. Black magic is a contract between a magician or the sorcerer and a jinn. And my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, they try with these people, with this magic, to separate between husband and wife. يفرقون بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله. And they shall not harm with it, with anything, except with the permission of Allah. Except with the permission of Allah. Sihr cannot affect you or have an effect upon you except with the will and permission of Allah. Yes, there is sihr. Yes, there is those sorcerers. Yes, there is black magic. But that can only have an effect except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah told Musa, throw that which is in your hand. It shall devour which they have come up with, which they have crafted. And they have crafted only is the trick of magicians, of sorcerers. And the tricks of magicians shall never prevail. Shall never prevail. And imagine this, brothers and sisters. 10,000 in one narration, 100,000 snakes in this arena. Musa throwing his staff. The staff turned into a snake and devours all the 10,000 or 100,000 snakes or staff that was there in that arena. One staff of Musa, one stick. Musa's stick destroyed all the other and devoured all the other snakes. Musa had a miracle. He had the staff which turned into a snake. He had the staff which, when he hit the sea, it split the sea asunder. Musa had a miracle. Sisters and brothers, what's your miracle? Mu'nisa, what's your miracle? Najwa, what's your miracle? Parveen, what's your miracle? Kamran, Kiko, what's your miracle? Musa had a miracle. Musa had many miracles, in fact. But you have also miracles, sisters and brothers. What is your miracle? Huh? What is your miracle, brothers and sisters? Tell me. We have miracles too. What is our miracle? Musa had a miracle. He threw the staff. The staff devoured all the other snakes. What is your miracle? If Musa has a miracle, you also have a miracle. What is your miracle, brothers and sisters? What is your miracles? Come on. Yashmin, born in Islam, what is your miracle? Dua, what is your miracle?
Quran, Layla, Quran, Quran. You have the Quran. You have your miracle. You have the Quran. If Musa has the stick, you know, if Musa has set the stick, you have the Quran. We have the Quran. Parveen has the Quran. Kamran has the Quran. Kiko has the Quran. Yasmin has the Quran. Omer has the Quran. Najwa has the Quran. Layla has the Quran. Monisa has the Quran. Khadija has the Quran. All of you, you have the Quran. Hamid has the Quran. We have the Quran. And if you have the Quran, you have Kalamullah. You have Kalamullah. You have the speech of Allah. You have the speech of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened then? These sorcerers, they were promised a reward. They were promised a reward from Fir'aun. They were promised to come close and to be close to Fir'aun, to be his ministers, to be his right hand. All of a sudden, they prostrated to Allah. Oh. Oh. I'd like you to imagine this, to visualize this. Musa threw his staff, the staff devoured all the snakes. The sorcerers most likely like this, in awe, because they know that their trick is nothing but magic. They know magic. They know it's magic. And when they saw that Musa's staff devoured their staff and their snakes, they prostrated in sujood to Allah, forgetting the reward that is being given by Fir'aun. Fir'aun has promised them a reward, most likely lands, most likely lots of wealth, most likely gold and silver, most likely maybe women, most likely horses and maids and titles. They forgot about all the reward and they made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they knew this is haqq. They knew it is haqq. We used to play magic on the eyes of the people, but this is not magic. They knew that Musa's staff, that wasn't magic. Their staff, their trick was magic, but Musa's staff wasn't magic. They knew it is from Allah, so they made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. The sorcerers, because they knew their trick is magic, but they realized that Musa's staff wasn't magic. It wasn't magic, so they made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgetting, let go of everything. Let go of the reward. Let go of the promise. Once you know, sisters and brothers, maybe someone may come to you and he says, I'll give you a reward. I'll give you a prize. I'll give you a title. If you work with me, you work in haram. Support me in haram. Testify for me in haram. Come with me and testify. Be my witness in haram. And I will give you this. I will pay you that. I will pay you this. I will give you money. I will give you a job. I will give you this. But help me with this project. Help me with this haram project. Help me, you know, with this and that. But if you know al-haq, you will stick with al-haq. You will stand with al-haq. You will side with al-haq. And the sorcerers, they stood with al-haq. And my brothers and sisters, when you stand for al-haq, yes, there will be some hardship in it. Of course it will be some hardship. Of course there will be hardship. They will lose the dunya. They will lose the dunya. But they know it is only the dunya. And what they will get from Allah is better. Fir'aun promised them. Fir'aun promised them wealth. Fir'aun promised them awards and rewards. But Allah's promise is much bigger. Is it true, sisters and brothers? Is it true? Is it true? Fir'aun promised them wealth, promised them rewards, but the promise of Allah is better. Is that true? Yes or yes? The promise of Allah is better? Yes or yes? Huh? Fir'aun promised, and Allah also promised. And Allah also promised. So whose promise would be better? Fir'aun? Or Allah's promise? Allah's promise. Allah's promise. That's why they made sujood to Allah. What? Huh?
Fir'aun is watching. He's been defeated. He's been defeated. How can you make sujood to him before I ordered you to? Didn't you forget that I'm the one who taught you all this sorcering job? Having forgotten my promise and my reward? How can you make sujood to him before, you know, I give you permission to? قبل أن آذنكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر.
And then Fir'aun started making threats.
He started making threats. I will surely cut off your hands, and I will surely cut off your feet, and I shall crucify you upon the trunks of date of palm trees. Fir'aun, how can you make sujood to him before giving you an order? I shall cut off your hands and your feet and crucify you. He's threatening them. What is going to happen after that, my brothers and sisters? Are they going to say, oh, no, sorry, Fir'aun. We believe in you, O Fir'aun. Please don't crucify us. Please don't cut off our hands and don't cut off our feet. We're only joking. No. We believe in you. You're the Lord, the Most High. What are they going to say? What are they going to reply to Fir'aun? And what's going to happen? By the way, what's Musa doing now? What's Harun doing now? What's Musa doing now? Huh? What is he doing now? What's Harun doing now? What is he doing now? Asiya, by the way. Asiya. What is she doing now? Asiya, she's next to Fir'aun. Fir'aun stood up in anger. Fir'aun stood up in anger. You believe in Musa and the Lord of Musa before me giving you an order? And he threatens them. Asiya is next to Fir'aun. What does she do? Musa, what does he do? Harun, what does he do or say? The sorcerers, are they still making sujood? Or are they going to stand up and say, no, we're okay? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to a lady, to the daughter of Fir'aun? What's going to happen to the daughter of Fir'aun who has a maid who comes in to serve her and to comb and brush her hair? The daughter of Fir'aun, she had a maid, and that maid, she comes to serve his daughter and to brush her hair. What's going to happen to her, that lady? Wow. What's going to happen to the cousin of Fir'aun? What? Ibn Am Fir'aun? Cousin of, who talked about the cousin of Fir'aun? Cousin? His cousin? Cousin? Huh? Cousin? Yes, Fir'aun had a cousin. Is he going to believe? Is he going to believe too? Because if he was to believe, he's going to lose everything and he's going to die. Asiya, if she believes, she's going to die and she's going to leave everything and lose everything. What's going to happen to these people, brothers and sisters? What would Musa do? By the way, why Fir'aun didn't just go and kill Musa? Right? Why is he threatening to kill the magicians or the sorcerers? Why doesn't he just go and kill Musa instead? Right there. Musa is right there with Harun. Kill them. Finish them off. Why doesn't he do that? Why is he going to kill the magicians? 10,000 or 100,000 of them. All these questions, inshallah ta'ala. Do you smell it? A lot of you smelled it already, huh? A lot of you smelled it. Didn't you smell it? Didn't you smell something was burning or something was cooking? What did you guys smell? Didn't you guys smell it? I smelled it big time. It was like miles away. I smelled it miles away. What did you smell? What did your brothers and sisters smell? You smelled cliffhanger. Yeah. Exactly. You smelled the cliffhanger. The cliffy hangy. The cliffy hangy. Yes, you smelled it. I smelled it. So
That will be tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, so that we can talk more about Musa and the sorcerers and Fir'aun. What's going to happen? What would Musa do? Who are the believers who will believe in Musa? Because there will be some believers who will believe in Musa. Who are they? Who will be? Who these people are? We will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, if you were to tell me one thing, here's my question to you. All right, here's my question to you. If we were to pick one lesson, if you were to pick one lesson from today's lecture, what would that lesson be? All right, yalla, you can type, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram. If you were to pick one lesson from today's lesson, from today's lecture, what would that lesson be? Instagram, Facebook. If you were to pick one lesson from today's lecture, what would that be? Yes, Yashmin, she said, trust in God. Layla said, al-yaqeen, trust in Allah. MashaAllah. Those of you on Facebook, I'm still waiting for you. Those of you on Instagram, great. You know, strong trust in Allah's promises, tayyib. Uh-huh. That God's hands will always prevail, sahih, hamid, sahih. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-yaqeen, patience, all right. Trust in Allah. Some of you are saying trust in Allah, that God's hand always will prevail. Of course, al-haq. If you have Allah in your side, you have victory. Absolutely, mu'nisa. If Allah is in your side, of course you'll be victorious. Of course you'll be victorious. Allah's promise is true. Absolutely. That's a beautiful one. That's beautiful. Allah's promise is true because Allah is al-haq. Allah is al-haq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His promise is haq. And His promise is haq. And al-jannah haq. And an-nar haq. And the prophets are haq. And al-akhirah haq. And as-sa'ah haq. It is all haq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the truth. And Allah's promise is haq. It will be that so long as you are the path of righteous, Allah is with you. Na'am, trust Him. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, mashaAllah. So this is the purpose of the stories of the prophets, right? To derive lessons from the stories of the prophets, brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah reward you all. I know, the attendance has really dropped a lot, especially on Instagram lately. But hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, you know, it will pull back. Go back, and I know, inshallah, I've been watching the viewers, mashallah, at the end, you know, once this thing is posted, we will have hundreds and hundreds of people watching, and I really am pleased with that. Allahumma lakal hamd. YouTube, mashallah, is doing amazing with your comments and with the viewers. So go and may Allah bless you and reward you. These series are posted on Instagram. It's posted on Facebook. They're also posted on YouTube. And mashallah, our rating on YouTube has gotten 9 out of 10. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. With the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and your dua, we're getting 9 out of 10 on YouTube, mashallah, with our ratings. La ilaha illallah. In la ilaha illallah. So my brothers and sisters, we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Same time, same place, tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, to resume the stories of the Prophet, session number 42. Today was 41, episode 41. Tomorrow it will be episode 42, session number 11. Still talking about Musa alayhi salam. 11 lectures so far, just talking about Musa alayhi salam. I envision another 10 or even maybe more lectures just talking about Musa alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, Azakum Allah khair, Barakallahu fikum. We'll see you tomorrow. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Don't forget to fast tomorrow. Don't forget to fast tomorrow, the 10th of Muharram. Don't forget to fast the 10th of Muharram tomorrow, Ashura, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins, minor sins of course, major sins you have to make tawbah, minor sins, those the sins that will be forgiven. No, for the previous year. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.